The recent protest, led by National Conference, NC, Member of Parliament, Aga Ruhollah, against the increased reservation of seats in education and jobs in Jammu and Kashmir, has brought a simmering issue to the forefront. While the protest underscores legitimate concerns about meritocracy and equal opportunity, it has also exposed potential fissures within the party's ranks. The context of Aga Ruhollah's involvement cannot be overlooked. His decision to join the general category students' protest reflects a conscientious effort to address grievances that resonate deeply with many citizens. It is a courageous stance given the sensitivities surrounding the subject of reservation. However, this action, while grounded in good intentions, has inadvertently fueled tensions within the NC, a party that has long prided itself on unity amidst diversity. Critics and opportunists are likely to exploit these tensions. Any sign of discord can be weaponized by adversaries. Those who suffered losses in the recent elections may see this as an opportunity to stoke divisions within the NC. The possibility of cheap political tactics aimed at deepening the rift cannot be dismissed. The party leadership must anticipate and counter such moves with a strategy rooted in dialogue and solidarity. The National Conference must tread carefully. Aga Ruhollah's actions, though perhaps unconventional, align with the democratic ethos of engaging with public concerns. Dismissing or sidelining such efforts risks alienating a segment of the electorate that values accountability and responsiveness. At the same time, internal disagreements must not be allowed to spiral into a public spectacle. The party's leadership should initiate an open dialogue, ensuring that differing perspectives are addressed constructively within the party framework. The larger issue of reservations in Jammu and Kashmir requires a balanced approach. While reservations are critical for uplifting marginalized communities, the system must also be continually reassessed to ensure fairness and equity. The NC has an opportunity to lead this discourse by proposing thoughtful reforms that address both historical injustices and contemporary challenges. The party's resilience will be tested not by the protests themselves, but by how effectively it manages internal dynamics and responds to external provocations. In the end, the strength of the NC will depend on its ability to emerge from this challenge more unified and attuned to the aspirations of the people it represents.